Hi everyone, so this is Henesis from Arm Hug, and I have another guest for you today. This is Sabira Massey-Hill. She is from St. Louis, Missouri. She has her own mobile phlebotomy business called the Massey Mobile Phlebotomy Service, and she has some really great stories for us today, so I can't wait for you guys to meet her. She did start her business while she was pregnant, which is really something that a lot of people don't talk about, right? There's so many things that we're thinking about when we're starting a business. But talk to me more, Sabira, about you and your dream. So let's get started with your story.
All right. Well, I'm Sabira, the owner, operator of Massey Mobile Phlebotomy Services. Hey, y'all. Yes, I started this business. My exact day was May 6, 2021. So I'm creeping on a year and a couple months, and I was taking care of my grandfather, and he could never get to the lab. Like, he was a VEA vet, so, you know, they could try to go to the Veterans Hospital. He really wasn't able to go outside as much, so I was just always felt so bad that he missed doctor's appointments. He couldn't get, like, swabs done. He couldn't do anything, so I was like, it would be so great if somebody could come to his home. You know, all he needs is his requisition or whatever he needs from his doctor, get his labs, and he could still, you know, just be safe at home. And boom, that's how it was created.
Wow.
Off my grandfather. That's also the name. It's not only my last name, but it's my grandfather's last name, the OG of everything, you know. So I wanted to kind of dedicate that definitely to him. And then he passed away January of this year. So definitely trying to, you know, go hard for him and his name. And he was definitely my inspiration to do this. So yes.
I think you're making him proud. So congratulations.
I hope so. I'm working hard, girl.
Yeah. And how has your business changed since COVID started? Like, what are the positive and negative things you think?
The positives is COVID. Even though people take it as negatives and positives, it's definitely a positive on the healthcare field, business-wise, just because people needed to be able to go to work. People needed to be able to go to school. People needed to be able to function in their everyday lives now. So I think it's really handy for a person to be able to come to your comfort of your own home or your selected location and be able to do that instead of waiting for these urgent care lines or hospitals. I know a girl, she was in line for, she said, I was in line for 8 hours. I said, you did a whole work day in the line? She said, yes. So, you know, go to someone's home and it takes about 15 minutes to get all their information, do what they got to do, and then, you know, get your results within 24 to 48 hours. So I think that's a really, really big plus. The negatives is COVID-19 too, because even though I'm vaccinated, going into people's homes, they're just never like your own home, you know? So you always have to make sure you have your proper PPE on just to make sure that you don't get sick yourself, you know? Because even people with vaccinations, with this new variant, you're still getting sick. So you always got to protect yourself. I think that's the biggest con of it for me. Everything else is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of people talking about, like, how there's, like, the survey where there's a lot of people thinking differently about COVID now. So it's either we're getting used to it or we're kind of just trying to keep moving on, but it's still in our lives.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere. It is not going anywhere. We have adaptive immune systems. So, which means whatever you put inside of us, our body's going to learn how to adapt to it. So it's going to constantly be a different variant every year until it's completely gone. You know what I mean? So all I can say is people always wear your mask and wash your hands. wash.
And so are you performing COVID swab testing? And what other tests are you doing that are specific to you and your services right now?
Well, I do DNA swabs. I have a contract with the federal prisons in St. Louis and Missouri and county jails where I go in and I do DNA swabs on the inmates. I also do sneak peek early gender reveals so you can get know what your baby is, the sex of early as 7 weeks. I do occupational drug screens. So if you're trying to get a job or people who need services for their employees to get drug screened, I do that. I'll come out to your location or your employer and I'll do that for you. Also, of course, routine and stat labs, COVID-19 swabs. And then I also have my CLIA waiver where I perform in-home antigen blood test COVID-19 swabs, where you get your results in like 20 or 30 minutes.
And you're doing this all by yourself?
At first I was, even working my job, I would take my lunch. I have an hour lunch and I would pre-plan my day. And on my lunch, I would probably get some fast food and I would go to people's house, do it, drop it off in a little FedEx box or UPS box, and I'll come back to work. So yeah. But now I noticed that I can't be everywhere at once. So now I'm definitely, I've been in the process of hiring people. Yes.
And are you in other locations too, or is it just in Missouri right now?
I service Missouri and Illinois because they're separated by a river. So it's really close to be able to go here or there, like 30 minute distance. Not bad.
And then how do people learn about you and your business? Are you marketing?
I advertise. I send out brochures, I send out emails, I send out cards. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. I put my name out there. I really think content is definitely currency, and people will never know who you are unless you tell them.
Yeah, and to your point, I always see your stuff, so keep doing it. I mean, It's amazing how much content you can actually just put up, and people are like, oh, I need this.
Yeah, I want to be relevant. That's one of my biggest things. I want to be relevant. When you see a snowy day outside, or you see rain, or maybe you broke your ankle, I want you to be like, dang, need my blood work done. Who can I call? I definitely want my logo and my name to play in your mind to the point where you know that I can call her and get these things done. I'm HIPAA safe, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to put your business out there, you know, and, you know, I want to be able to be like that household name when it comes down to mobile phlebotomy, definitely in St. Louis, Missouri.
And so a lot of your customers are coming back to you, or like, do you hear feedback? I'm always curious.
Yeah, I always have very, very good feedback. I have a lot of return COVID patients who, you know, I went out yesterday and I don't feel good, and this person called me and told me they had COVID. Can you come to my house and test me? I have a lot of those people who, you know, sometimes who think that it's over and they can go out and, you know, rub elbows with a lot of people, and then the next day they're sick. And so they'll call me and be like, well, yeah, they got tested and they were positive, so now I need mine and I don't want to go to urgent care. You know, I'm on my way. Send me your information on my website. I'm there.
What are your thoughts on like the at-home testing kits that they have out there for people to do on their own? Like, is that something agree with?
I'm not a doctor, but my personal experience, I disagree with them. Not a lot of people follow directions correctly. And that's just, you know, sometimes we rush and sometimes we just think we know what we're doing. So we're like, toss the directions. I don't think that people are doing it to themselves properly sometimes. And so I think it leads to a lot of false negatives and positives. Because the rapids that I do are strictly CLIA-waived blood test. And I feel like there's nothing more accurate than blood. You know what I mean? So I stick your finger, I drop it into the POC and see, and it will sit and wait for 20 minutes, you know, and see if it comes back positive or negative. So that's what I use personally. I don't suggest the ones at the store, but to each his own, you know. And I know some employers and other places don't even take those results because of that. So.
Wow. Okay. And then when you say 20 minutes, do you stay there with the patient or do you head home or your lab?
No. Okay. I'm staying. We're staying. I don't want to come back.
All right.
Yeah. I make the patient fully aware that I'm going to be sitting here with you. You know what I mean? I also have a patient consent form that I have them sign. And I also have a certified letter with my letterhead saying whether you're positive or negative, the date of service, the specimen code, everything, that they have it right there. So if they were to show somebody what it was, at least they have all of this proof that this is who they were. They can contact me. You know, I take a picture of it also and I attach it to it. So whoever they show, they, you know, could be concrete that you're negative or positive.
Yeah. And to add to that, I knew someone with a similar experience with having that certified like COVID test completed, whether it was positive or negative, so that they can show it to a hotel that they were trying to cancel because they were asking for verification. They were like, can we see the test? You know, because people are out here just probably saying like, I need to cancel things, you know, but we need proof. So that's really great that you give them that with a letterhead.
Yeah, I have a lot of people who are, like I work with a travel agent and she always sends me people who are like going out of town and things like that, that need these tests, you know, in a certain amount of time to be able to leave. So it works really good for them as well.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
And then, so thinking about the future, what do you think your business would look like in the future, like in a couple of years, maybe 5 or 10 years? Or where do you want us to see? What do you want?
I'm a certified instructor too, phlebotomy instructor. So I'm working with the Higher Board of Education in St. Louis to be able to certify phlebotomists and offer them jobs. I used to teach at the St. Louis School of Phlebotomy as an instructor. And one of the biggest things that my students always email me about was finding a job. So I felt like if I can establish my business first and then start the school, that I can offer them a job within the community and help them grow, you know, help them get some experience under their belt. So if they want to merge off and do other things, they're able to.
And you think that they would also be able to start as a mobile phlebotomist, or it's just more like maybe
if they have, because I'm working on a patient care center too, so you don't have to drive. So if they have all of their documents, like insurance information for their cars, driver's license, and then get fingerprinted and background check, yeah, definitely. I'll send you out and I'll definitely give you a try. And I definitely will train you exactly. Since you're going through the school, I'm going to train you exactly how I want you to be able to operate and do it. And I'm going to give you all the knowledge that you need for where you're working.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Like, I think that there's not a lot of people doing that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you're going to train them and then they could probably maybe want to start their own business in the future.
Yeah.
That's really, I mean, to have that kind of experience or to talk to somebody like that is rare.
Yeah, I want everybody to win and I want everybody to know that there's a way out. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel that there's not a way out and there is, you know? So if I can motivate you enough to know that, you know, you're worth and you can work hard for yourself and get it, then heck yeah, let's all win.
Did somebody mentor you like when you started?
Yes, his name is Khalil Thomas. He's the owner of Easy Stick Mobile. I found him on a Facebook group and he was going on about mobile phlebotomy and how much freedom was the biggest thing for him. Freedom. And I'm just sitting at my job as a phlebotomist, you know, and I'm like, man, I want to do that. But at the time, you know, I was pregnant. So my money was all wrapped up. So I think I took that first stimulus check that Biden gave us and I bought his course and I kind of said, I hit the ground running when he gave me all the information.
Wow.
Yeah. I hit the ground running. He's an awesome coach and an awesome mentee. So if anybody's trying to start their phlebotomy business, I would definitely reach out to him.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, no, I think that's great when I hear about other people also starting groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you feel that helping other, is it working? Like, do you think that people are actually doing it or they're just still thinking about it? Like, how do you...
I think it depends on the person and how bad you want it. I heard about a smart person, you have to be insanely crazy about your goal for it to work. You have to want it more than anybody else in this world. So if you want it, you can achieve it. I wanted it. I want it bad, like to the point where I can daydream and see it. So that's how bad I want it. And until I get there, then I'm going to work hard. But I just think it depends on the person. I really, really think it depends on the person. You have to work hard for what you want. I think sometimes people want you to work for them and do all the hard work for them and you can just reap the glory, but that's not how the real world works. So I suggest anybody just to work hard. If you want it, you can get it. Anything you want in life, I think you can do that with. So.
Yeah, this is amazing. Okay, so last question.
Yes, ma'am.
Advice you have for people who are starting, like students specifically, they're starting their phlebotomy course. They're like, I want to be a phlebotomist. I'm not sure though. I'm not good with the sticks. I get nervous, you know?
I always say, like, my whole quote is no rain, no flowers. You're going to go through bad days where you want to give up and you want to cry and you just so hard on yourself because we all are our worst critic, you know what I'm saying? But just know that all that rain and all that, you know, tears that you're falling is going to make a beautiful garden one day. And all those failures and closed doors and mistakes is going to make you so freaking good. You're going to laugh about it. You're going to laugh about when you used to mess up. You're going to laugh about when a doctor said no to you because you couldn't get a contract. I remember crying on the phone to Khalil about, this doctor says she doesn't want to work with me. Now I have one of the biggest doctors in St. Louis working with me, and she wanted to work with me because I inspired her. Go figure. You know what I'm saying? So Yeah, I went through a lot of down days, but no rain, no flowers. So appreciate those down times, because when you get up, it's going to be a laughable moment and you're going to appreciate it so much. Just don't give up. Don't ever, ever, ever give up. Just know that that no is a bigger yes, you know? And I don't know people who are spiritual and stuff like that. You know, he says, give it to him. And if it's meant for you, I'm going to give it to you. And if it's not, it's not supposed to be for you. Some bridges you ain't meant to cross, you know? That's all.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like I need to let that sink in.
Yeah, no rain, no flowers, man. It has to. You cannot get any flowers without rain at all. So it's all a part of our legacies, you know, our growing, you know. It's all a part of our individual success. And it's so exciting, though, too, you know. Like, growing is exciting. Glowing up, as they say, is so exciting, you know. And when you realize it, it's even more exciting, so... I just wish the best on everybody.
Yeah, be a little patient and you'll get there.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Awesome, Sabira. I mean, I can't thank you enough for just taking a few minutes of your day. I know you're running around and getting your stuff done, and I'm sure you're packed with appointments and you probably need to get going. So I'm going to let you go. But I mean, I really appreciate it. Like, doing this is helping so many people. Just think about it, you know, and feel like they don't need to have that, I don't know, like that negative energy where it's like, just because I don't see other people like me doing it, I can't do it. So you're also representing a lot of people who are just really in love with phlebotomy and just want to take the next step.
Exactly. Exactly. I appreciate you so much for reaching out to me and us connecting, because you are beautiful yourself and everything that you do. You help more people than you know as well. So
I appreciate it.
Yes, girl.